4:30, spot on this early, mashallah, Mubarak Friday morning, the 12th of Rajab, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome our wonderful listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved senior teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Mubarak Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yasilli amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the Mubarak, blessed, honorable day, the 12th of Rajab, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 25, Suratul Furqan, and verse number 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent the greatest messenger for all times, all places to the world, but majority of the people reject the message and the messenger, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what will happen? So Almighty Allah addresses this issue. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ. Indeed, hence indeed, they, the non-Muslims, they are rejecting you. Rejecting you, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rejecting the messengers of the past. Rejecting you, the Muslims. بِمَا تَقُولُونَ. What you are telling them. You are telling them the truth about the oneness of Almighty Allah. But yet they will go and say that Jesus is the Son of God, Allah forbid. You will tell them that Almighty Allah is alone in His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Yet they will go and worship idols and other creation. You will tell them the Quran Sharif is the last and the final constitution of Allah. Yet they will go and believe in their books which they themselves corrupted. And they have so many different versions that the versions are also confused. So like that we can cite 100 examples. فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا. So you, the people who are worshipping these idols, you worshipping some deity, so you are not able to divert from yourself. Remember, these idols cannot divert them from themselves any harm. And you, the worshippers, cannot divert from them, from yourself any harm. وَلَا نَصْرًا. And nor can it assist you and help you. Nor the worshipper and nor the one who is being worshipped. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. The person worshipping is also weak, and who he is worshipping also are weak. None of them can repel the harm, none can draw benefit. Remember, all that happens only with the mercy of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah drives away the evil. Almighty Allah grants us His special mercy. وَمَنْ يَظُلِمْ مِنْكُمْ. Whosoever commits kufr, blasphemy, shirk, polytheism, مِنْكُمْ, from you, humanity, نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا. Then we will unleash for him عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا, a major, major punishment for that person. Allah Jalla Wala is one and alone, but He uses the royal pronoun نُذِقْهُ. We will punish him, because only Almighty Allah can punish forever and ever, eternally, perpetually, and human being creation. We see either they die or either they are empires, they crumble. Let us take you around the world and show you about the oppression and the tinpot dictators of the world. Number one, America. America released Majid Khan. He was a person who schooled there in Maryland, then went to Pakistan, then he was in Gitmo, and before that and after that, tortured by the CIA, and they confessing to all that, how they tortured him, how they stripped him, how they shocked him, how they removed all the things of his, you must remember, basic human rights, all that. So therefore we say America are the biggest terrorists on this earth. It's a stain on the American tinpot dictators, what they have done to the Muslims. Remember there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and they still there, some of them, you as a Muslim, actually today's Muslim, they suffer from selective amnesia. Whenever you speak to a Jutla, or you speak to an American, or you speak to any person who is defending America, ask them what happened in Bagram, what happened there in Afghanistan. Remember the torture and persecution for Muslims. Ask them what they did in Abu Ghraib, and that is in Iraq, in Baghdad. So it's a shame and a stain on the Americans who want to tell the world about human rights and democracy, but they themselves are the biggest violators of human rights, and Gitmo will remain a stain forever on America. Look at their politics. Ilhan Omar, the first Muslim lady to be elected there to Congress, and now they removed her from the Foreign Affairs Committee. She's a Democrat, but the Republicans made sure. Why? Because she speaks the truth against Israel. Israel is a rogue, is a terrorist, apartheid Nazi regime. And when people say that, they can't swallow it. Then they want to use this tactic and that tactic, but they're the most disgraced. They are the most disgraced people on this earth. Remember the Jutlas, the Jews, and the Zionist agenda and so forth. Almighty Allah has cursed them. They are not the chosen people. They are the cursed people. And therefore, you will see tonight again 100,000 people marching. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. That you think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They have no brains, no intelligence and intellect. Chapter 59, verse 14. The Attorney General of Israel is a female, a lady. She wrote over 100 pages to the Minister of Justice of Israel, of Occupied Palestine, rather we should call it. And she said that what Bibi Netanyahu wants to do and his rogue cabinet want to do is unacceptable. It will harm Israel's democracy and international standing. And she said Bibi must keep his mouth shut. That's what she said. He has to be silent because there are charges against him of corruption and so forth, but he wants to open his big mouth and lie to the world on TV and so forth. Everywhere they are catching it, the West. Richie Rich cannot help England, remember that. Inflation is spiraling out of control. Now the interest rate also have been hiked up and so forth there by the Bank of England. So everything is going in a negative since Richie Rich came into power. Oh, Sunak, you big bad news for them. Pakistan in big trouble. They only got $3 billion in reserve. The other money must be chorwans. You know chorwans? Stolen. You must remember that. So you know how many crooked politicians there are there. And if they don't, remember, receive loans from here and there, in the next 2-3 weeks, there will be meltdown in Pakistan. So big problem for them. Saudi Arabia, demanded from Morocco they must extradite Mr. Hassan Rabia. He's a Shia, non-Muslim. But when he comes there, then remember this fear that the Saudis will execute him or torture him. And for that, they are well known. You must remember that. How many people they've executed, how many they have tortured. So remember that they also don't have a good track record. They just buy favor and they want to become candidates for the 2030 World Cup. And inshallah, we hope they never get it, because remember, they've disgraced the Muslims. Australia snubs Charles, King Charles, and Camilla and his chameleon. No more on their notes will you find the king there or the queen there. So now Australia woke up from its slumber. All the Zulam oppression and transgression against the Aborigine people. So now they will put them on their the notes and so forth. So imagine this type of things here. America is very worried about China. They say China has shot a balloon in the air and is spying on them, but they don't know what to do with the balloon. Maybe they're seeing balloons in their dreams also. So they say China shot it, so US has made more military equipment and personnel available to Philippines to show China that we will rule here. But China, Russia together will finish up America, Israel, and all these enemies. Putin has warned Israel and warned all the Western countries. He said 80 years ago, when the Germans were rushing in here, we, the Russians, gave them a terrible blow on their nose and we defeated them. Come all of you again and I will show you again. Why let history repeat itself? So he gave them a very, very strong warning. UK, Richie Rich, you losing? Listen to this figure. That UK is losing, with Richie Rich and Sunak at the helm, £100 billion per year after Brexit. UK is losing £100 billion per year, per annum after Brexit. BB goes begging. BB loves begging. Under Trump, he used to take his dirty clothes and underwear, he and his wife, to the White House. Such a harami he is, disgraced in the whole world. Now he wants to curry favor with Macron, both Shaitan's and Satan and Lucifer's children. So remember what they got in common, that what can we do to harm the Muslims? Shell has recorded profits $40 billion approximately, but the ordinary Joe, Tom, Dick and Mary are paying more and more for petrol, diesel. This is what capitalism does in America and other parts of the world. And remember this, that American Jews will not support Israel when they become undemocratic as they are going now. So that are the stories that are making world headlines. And inshallah, for us, 8:30 to 9 today will be Mufti Muhammad Aku, inshallah. 11:35 will be the khutbah and the sermon from Makkah Mukarramah. Today will be Sheikh Yasir al-Dawsari. It will be his second sermon, inshallah. My Jummah, I will be here in Banglawali Masjid, and we can confirm. Those of you who know Arabic, you should read it. Sheikh Shuraim, who is 57 years old, so plus minus, depending how you want to count Islamically or Gregorian calendar, he has officially resigned, and he wrote a poem. Sheikh Saud bin Ibrahim Shuraim. He came to Darulum, Newcastle also. I translated there and met him many times. So, mashallah, that what happens, that after 32 years imamate, it means that he was 25 years old, very young, and he started imamate in the haram. If you were in Taraweeh in Makkah Mukarramah in the 90s, from 91 to the 99, that was the best Taraweeh in the world. Saud, Shuraim, and Sudais, that was Taraweeh you'll never get again. So may all, he addressed the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, that is Sheikh Shuraim, and is reading poetry. Go read it, you will cry how he speaks about his imamate. Ya Allah, that you have mercy on me. I'm going to stay my life now in Makkah, but you have chosen me to be the imam for 32 years. years. So that is Sheikh Shuraim's story, officially resigned. Why? You can work out, you can, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's, as they tell you. So because of pressure, they want you must say this, so rather I resign. So you must remember that, if that is really your reason, then very good you did, Shuraim. And if there's other reasons, Allah alone knows best. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May Almighty Allah protect Aqsa al-Mubarak. And whoever is harming Islam and the Muslims, Allah decimate them and destroy them. Allahumma alayka bi ala Samud, kama ahlakta ala Samud. So remember these type of things here. So inshallah, we go now to our Q&A and read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Surah Kahf, Surah Dukhan, and make special dua for the Ummah in all parts of the world. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Newcastle Ustaz, can we cut baby girls' hair short? And we're still making dua. Mufti Sahab to one day to come back to Newcastle, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. N-N. Maulana, you remember N-N. The first N is Natal, and the second N is Newcastle. If you mean a small baby, so today she's born, today is Friday, or last week Friday, so then Thursday is the seventh day, so then you shave the hair, even for a baby girl, that is Sunnah. And then if she's 1 year old, 2 years old, and then you cut the hair, all that is fine. But once she becomes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, then to cut hair, all that for children also, for women, totally haram, not permissible. The hadith is mentioned in Jami Usagir. So remember, we don't speak from our pocket. Manidda'a shay'an fa'alayhi dalil. Anything you say, you must substantiate from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah Mubarakah. Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or from the fatawa and verdicts and sayings of the beloved students, companions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and for Sahaba, as students we say, Radiallahu Anhum Ajma'in, or from the four schools of jurisprudence. Regarding Newcastle, 81 January to 2001, 21 wonderful years. Whenever I go there, I move around sometime here, there. It brings back a nostalgia, as they say. So mashallah, I always say our Darul Uloom. Even now I mentioned it just now, that Sheikh Shuraim came there. We thank Maulana Muhammad Gardi of White River. He came, mashallah, with the plane they chartered and so forth. And then we had to go to the airport and welcome him. And then he came there. And it's still vividly in my mind. Maulana Qasim Sema told me, you must translate, I must translate, and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala grant our Maulana Qasim Sema also Jannatul Firdaus. He was our father, our teacher. He taught us so many things in life. So there's no need for me to go anywhere now. Come here. My voice is reaching there. I have to give and deliver lectures to you. Now I'm right in your bedroom now. So, so what more you want now?
So Ustaz, are South African Muslims capable of offering leadership to the country to solve the problems, Ustaz?
We can't solve our own problems. Where are we going to solve problems for the people? You must remember, you don't see every day there's a new organization coming up. Yeah, in lanes, how many masjids we got? Half of them are why? Kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun. This one wants to start Tabligh Jamaat, Bal Masjid. This one wants to start Khanga, Bal Masjid. This one wants to start Madrasa, Bal Masjid. And so on. That's what's happening to the Ummah. Remember today, لِكُلِّنْ فِيْنَا جَمَاعَةً. Everyone got the Jama'ah. Well, Jama'ah biduni imam. But the Jama'ah got no ruler, no one. You must remember that. So if you're asking, yes, are Muslims of South Africa capable, able of running this country and so forth, just forget it. Bad idea. We can't run our own affairs. We need to be honest to ourselves, and then only you'll make progress. No sense, you must remember, polishing and putting, you know, a cover on everything. In life, you want to progress, you have to be honest to yourself, and then only can you progress.
Subhanallah. I see Brother Eric says, morning to you, AK. Does Israel receive any state funding from America
3 billion US dollars, my brother. Which world are you living in, Eric? So you must remember that 3 billion US dollars, whilst the American people are suffering and so forth, because America just keeps on printing dollar. They are the country that is the most in debt. You must remember, their debts run into not millions, not billions, but trillions of dollars. And therefore, you must remember, Israel thinks it can do whatever it wants to, because it has Uncle Sam, it has American support, bipartisan, whether it is Republican, whether it is Democratic, and so forth, and they can veto. So Israel is a harami, is a terrorist, Nazi, and an apartheid regime. They had the same tactics Hitler carried out, they're doing the same thing. Did I say so? Go ask Kaufman. Kaufman is a Jew, and he said that in the British Parliament, remember this type of things. Therefore, we call them Hitler's children. You must remember this type of things here. And Allah has said that the Jews will always be humiliated. Remember that. Duribat alayhimu zilla, and disgrace has been stamped upon them. And remember, once the dollar falls, America falls, Israel falls, all those Arab tinpot dictators fall. And you can see it going in that direction already.
I see this brother says that why was Gaddafi bad to his people? I, as a Muslim, won't make dua for him.
Remember, my brother, you also, another one, herd mentality. Remember that Gaddafi, for his people, was the best ruler in the Muslim world. Mm. Do you know that they never owed, remember, one US dollar to the IMF or World Bank? Do you know they had free water there? Do you know they had free electricity there? Do you know when a couple, Libyan couple, would get married, they would get 50,000 US dollars? There was not a single beggar in Libya. So you must remember that, because he told the bakeries and all of them that all the excess bread you got, you leave outside and let the poor people come and so forth. For his people, he was one of the best rulers in the Muslim world, remember. His own beliefs were corrupted, remember that. We agree with, but you got the whole wrong end of the miswak, the wrong end of the stick, my brother. Today, go ask any Libyan how they crying for him, for Gaddafi. But the Western media, they promoted him as a madman. Because if you like Saudi Arabia, or you like Arab Emirates, or like Bahrain, Morocco, that you are under them, then you're a good guy. You are master-slave relationship. But if you speak your mind out, Gaddafi said those days, he said that two things will happen, and brought a proving right. He said the West will bring about a vaccine and they'll give it to you and they will tell you that that is good for you. But in reality, it's poison. Did it happen or not? They made the world fools and idiots and masses are asses, remember? And again, they want to do it that. And second one, he said, you watch what will happen to Europe. The whole Europe will become Muslim, meaning majority of them. So that is what as a person, his beliefs were totally corrupted. But what he did for his people, that no country in Africa did, remember that, for his people. So you must always, you see, Western media is always biased, remember. They always will try. Saddam Hussein, the mad person. We say President Saddam Hussein, rahimahullah. Today look at Iraq. Today look at Libya and so forth. So Iraq ruled by the Kuffar Shias. And there in Libya, three governments running parallel. So you need to do your homework, brother, before you speak of making dua and all these type of things.
As is Sister Leila Ustad, Leila Zulu says that, then why does South Africa not have any trains or underground transportation system like most of Europe and Asia do? We'll start, Sister Leila.
Because the money ran away underground, my Sister Leila. Upilomali. So where's the money? See, but we don't know. It just disappeared. You must go there to Kruger Park and ask them there. Maybe it's buried somewhere there and this type of things, yeah. My Sister Leila, this much even you will understand. You work in a bank, right? To all you listeners of Radio Ansar International, Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Jama'ah, You just have to have little bit common sense and to understand this. They're making us fools. 50, listen carefully, 50 million liters of diesel was required. You heard? Eskom required 50 million liters of diesel. So what they did, they bought it, you must remember, from the diesel company government, and they paid more compared to me and you, the consumer, will pay for diesel by the filling station. Let's say, right, that I'm just giving round figures. So let's say that the diesel at the garage's filling station was 15 rand or 16 rand, whatever it is. So they went to pay for 50 million liters of Eskom had to pay more than the retail price we pay at the filling station. So who's fooling who, my sister? So remember, that is South Africa's sad, sad history, geography. Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. That from the house is burning from within the house. You look at every state entity and finish it is, remember this. You know where the blame lies. So my sister dreaming of underground trains and all that. You come here opposite my house, I will show you that you know that the train lines, that also they stole, you must remember that. So the taxis are going over that, you must remember. So a complete disaster.
Somebody says, but AK, the fastest growing religion in the world is Islam. So how is this possible when you have different sects in your religion who don't even see eye to eye, like you, AK? You yourself say that Shias are non-Muslims, as the world know, they follow the religion of Islam. Ustad.
You must remember that in Islam, we don't allow differences in fundamental issues. On secondary issues, subsidiary issues, we 100% we want that to continue. That is what makes Islam thriving for all times and all places and all circumstances. What you should do, all the esteemed listeners, send me a message and just write unity. Just write unity. Yesterday we had a wonderful program. What is unity? What are the bases of unity and so forth? Can you have unity with people on batil, on falsehood? See, I give you two examples. They are a group of people, they call themselves Qadianis. They sell themselves to the Western world as Ahmadis. And they say with a catchy phrase and slogan, love for all, hatred for none. But they say Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani is a prophet or a Mahdi, he is to receive revelation, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, and so forth. So he says Jesus died already and passed away already and is buried in Srinagar. If you go there to the Chor Bazaar, if you go to the museum, you listeners in UK, you must wake up and listen to what I'm saying. And you tourists who are going to London, go there to the museum and go see when the British were in India, when the British were ruling, colonizing India and stealing from there and raping them of their wealth. So they got there a thanks message. To who? To Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. He abolished jihad. He said the Muslims must not fight the British. So therefore, unanimously we say, they use the name of Islam, but they're out of the fold of Islam because they're rejecting fundamental issues of Islam. Shias, they will use the name of Islam, but if you go and see, I've been to Iran in 2013, and today I was thinking of Iran, because today is 12 Rajab Friday, and it was 12 Rabiul Awal, the year 2013, Friday I was there, first Rabiul Awal, Monday I was there, the 12th I was there, on the 13th I returned, I had a debate with them, and they admitted I defeated them, and you can ask them also, Saifullah, Safiullah, and all of them there. Anyway, so now I'm asking you three questions. They curse and swear. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, our honorable mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in chapter 9 verse 100, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Allah says you must follow these companions. And the Shia say, no, you must curse them. So who must we follow? Second one, that Khomeini writes, all this I have by me. We don't speak from our pocket. They gave me these books. Tawdihul Masail Khomeini, the non-Muslim, la'anahullah, Allah's curse is on him. He said that you can make mut'a, prostitution, for 1 hour. In his book he wrote it. I challenge any Shia in the world to tell me he never wrote that. So remember that second one. They say they love Sayyidina Hussein. They say they love the Nawasa, the grandson of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Sayyidina Hussein cursed them before his martyrdom in Karbala. Go read the book Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. The Rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda raised his Mubarak hands and he cursed the Shias and said, wala tardal wulatu anhum abada. Never let the rulers be pleased with them. See the whole of Iran today imploding and they cursing the Khamenei and all of them. Remember this. So remember that is the curse of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his own son, Imam Zainul Abidin, told the Kuffar Shia that how will you face Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a day of justice? Wa yaqulu lakum qataltum itrati, you are the one that you murdered my grandson. Wa antahaktum hurmati, you desecrated our exalted rank. Falastum min ummati, you don't belong to this ummah. It's not we saying, it's not AK's fatwa or AK-47's fatwa, and fatwa means verdict. This is the fatwa of Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, the beloved son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hussein's mother, Fatima al-Kubra, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved child, daughter, everything, and 100% part of Ahlul Bayt. And his daughter, Fatima, and Sayyidina Hussein's daughter, Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima. So you must remember is who? She's an eyewitness like Hazrat Zainul Abidin, that the son and daughter were there and they saw what happened and the aftermath. She addressed the Shias and said, Tabbal lakum wa la'anatullahi alaykum. Today you kill my father like you kill my grandfather. Qataltum abi al-yawm kama qataltum jaddi bil-ams. This kuffar Shia, they admitted to that. They read poetry. Qatalna aliyan wa bali aliyin bisuyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid. And we used the sword from India and the spears from India. Not our books. Go open Al-Ihtijaj by Allama Tabrasi. When we speak, then this is our dalil and evidence. Not one Shia can break this. 100% kuffar. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ فَهُوَ غَدَّارِ. So remember that people who don't say that they are non-Muslims, then they traitors to Islam.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Somebody says, Ustaz, that does South Africa have any weaknesses that prevent it from becoming a superpower, Ustaz?
So don't you see the weaknesses in our robots and our electricity? Don't you see the weaknesses in our water? Yeah, Johannesburg Hospital. When I say Johannesburg Hospital, I mean Baragwana. And you go, that said, the Ketlohong, Shushunguve, no water for 1 week, 2 weeks and all that. Don't you see corruption, all that there? So 101 weaknesses. So remember how you can be a superpower when you got that. You just take neighboring is Botswana, $4 billion they made on their diamonds and all that. And we sitting in the red, remember this, they're going with a begging bowl everywhere. So how you can become a superpower? That you look at your police and look at your defense. They look like jokers, I must remember that.
Oh. I see. Sister Renelle says that, then why did Donald Trump's sister, Mariana, not attend her brother's funeral? Ustad.
Because she know about the corruption and that. You, Sister Renelle, you're supposed to be a sharpshooter journalist, but you don't seem to know certain things. I'm amazed at it. Come, write this down, Sister Renelle. Now, Trump wants to build a golf course, but he don't want to pay taxes. So what he did, one, two members of his family died, he buried them there. And one side, and on the other side, he built his golf course. They told him, Donald Duck, you have to pay taxes. He say, in America, for graveyard, you don't pay taxes. See the graveyard, and this type of things. Yeah. So that is how Donald is. So the brother told him, a sister told, you corrupted, you must remember this. So you go, you disgraced us in that. What he worries? He's already standing for 2024, as long as he comes into power. Whether he comes or not is another story.
Someone says, question for Maulana Aki, a woman allowed to be in the masjid, Ustad?
Not permissible. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the imam, obviously, in Masjid Nabawi. And remember that Humayda Sa'idiyah radiallahu anha came, who opened Targhib wa Tarheeb, and authenticated by Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah. I met him personally also, alhamdulillah. And I mention this because people want to say this and stories and all. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to perform salat, read salat in Masjid Nabawi behind you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, see, there's your house. That it got three parts. If you read in the front section, you will get more reward than reading behind me in Masjid Nabawi. If you read in the middle section of your house, your reward will increase. If you read Fiqh Arabic right at the back, you will get optimum, maximum reward. When is this fatwa? In the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling the women, you don't come to Masjid, you read Salat at your home. There's authentic Targhib wa Tarheeb, authenticated by Sheikh Albani, which I have by me. When the Sahabiyat used to come for Jumu'ah, today Friday, any lady came, Abdullah the Mas'ud, Grand Mufti of Sahaba, they would wait there outside. They would take stones and pebbles, small, small pebbles, and throw, go back home. Go back home, you got no place here in the masjid. So that was in the golden era of Islam. Today is what, in this day, belated day and age, you want the women to come, and then one thing will lead to another. You don't see what's happening in the church, so you must remember that the monk is busy with the nun, and they're having some monkey business. And go ask the Pope, you must remember how many scandals he has to. Just yesterday, George Pell. George Pell, I told you about him in Melbourne, how busy he was with the children and women, and Allah alone knows how many sexual exploitation, the clergy. So Islam saved us from all this. Woman, you must be at home, and man, you must read Salat in the masjid, and that's where I'm going now. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.